This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You've heard, of course, of Rube Goldberg, the devices, if not the actual man. He was a cartoonist. The devices are legend. The classic example is the self-operating napkin. You raise a spoon to your lips, 13 Byzantine steps later, a pendulum with a napkin attached wipes off your chin. It is, generally speaking, a complicated machine to perform a simple task. Not perhaps the best model on which to build a thriving business, but there is a guy here in Los Angeles making some real money, courtesy of Rube Goldberg. Marketplace's Andy Euler went out to his studio to look around.
Brett Dorr is standing next to something I've never seen before. It's like a wooden catapult with some weightlifting plates on one end. It's a medieval siege engine called a trebuchet, a counterweight catapult from the 12th century.
I've been testing it because I don't want to use like an actual projectile, but I've been testing it just with this little bag full of rags.
Okay, 3, 2, 1...
That bag of rags makes it over the wall about 10 feet away. Dorr says he built this trebuchet because he likes to fling things around with it. But something similar has also been featured in a machine he built for Google. In fact, Dorr builds a lot of stuff for tech companies. Right now, he's working on a machine that crushes cans with a sledgehammer.
What I have here is there's a gear motor down here, and so this drives this chain. When this post rotates around, it actually lifts this lever and lifts the sledgehammer.
Dorr says he's always been good at building this kind of stuff. He studied to be an architect in college, and he was a teacher for a little while. He also spent a year on a fishing boat in Alaska.
You know, at the same time, I was building stuff like this and doing all this stuff. And I had all these careers, but they were all sort of about subsidizing this stuff.
His website claims that he can build anything out of paper clips.
For a long time, I was building a lot of stuff out of paper clips and bottle caps and tin cans and stuff. And I really found that nourishing because those are stupid materials to use. When I failed, it wasn't sort of like, oh, because you're stupid. It's because, well, I'm trying to make this thing out of paper clips.
What turned this into a business was a call from a pop band, OK Go, about 5 years ago. Dorr helped build a machine featured in the song This Too Shall Pass. The machine starts when a toy truck is pushed into a line of dominoes. It ends with a yoga ball rolling down a ramp, triggering paint guns to fire at the band. The song is almost 4 minutes long, so you can imagine the scale. The video's been seen a bunch, more than 50 million views on YouTube, but the machine only ran once. To run it again, you'd have to rebuild it, and some argue doing that would tarnish the experience. Bill Welter founded Clarity Creative Group.
The juxtaposition of that extremely analog kind of contraption invention that Brett builds, contrasted with the invisible software and the invisible technology that changes all of our lives on an everyday basis, is of great interest to a lot of audiences.
But these live events are still a one-time deal. Dorr's done work for Google and Intel. They've got a lot of cash, but they're still businesses. So how can they rationalize dropping six figures on something so impermanent?
One of the things that makes an experience special for most of us is the fact that it's hard to replicate. And you have something special if you were there at that point in time when it happened.
Dorr's schedule's pretty full. He's even busy enough building these things to get some other people into the studio to help out. That's something he's really proud of.
What's happening now is that, like, I've actually can... you know, hire people, and, you know, I'm a job creator.
Next up, Dorr's busy building stuff for TV shows and movies. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Okay, so first of all, you should watch that OK Go video. It's pretty cool. Second of all, you can see Brett Dorr's studio and some of his work in our video. It's at marketplace.org.